This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The political process is designed to switch off your thinking process. The left-right paradigm is phony, and I just got called a liberal in the last hour because I support Ron Paul, the most conservative member of Congress, against the phony wars. Daryl in Pennsylvania, go ahead and finish it. We'll go to Dave, Jeff, Rambo, Ken, and others. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I just want to say how they treat America's fighting men after the wars. They treat them like disposable diapers, not just the POW-MIA issue. And Alex, when I went through survival training, I flew hazardous duty missions against the Soviet Union and other communist countries, and they told us in that survival training, if you guys ever get shot down over enemy territory, we will leave no stone unturned. We will get you out. We'll extract you out. No matter if they stick you in the middle of the Soviet Union, we'll come in with special forces and get you out. And, Alex, after I got out of the military after 20 years, I found out, not only, like I said, Korea, Vietnam, World War II, how they left our men behind. They knew they were there. They knew they were being tortured to death. They knew they were having medical experiments.
But isn't that patriotic? Isn't really supporting the troops not patriotic?
Right. Working them to death, digging in salt mines, uranium mines, digging canals up around Leningrad, being taken to special hospitals in North Korea and China, where the Czechs had built the hospitals and where they experimented cutting off totally healthy legs and arms just to see how they worked. Doing biological, chemical, and radiation testing on our men, and our intercepts by our national intelligence community knew about this, knew they were moving the men around, had actual intercepts of this, and then we were told by Kissinger and Nixon and others, all of our troops are accounted for. So the lies just go on. The Agent Orange, the Gulf War illness number one, and now Gulf War illness two, where they let our men die and
well,
give them...
Well, according to the neocons, that's patriotism.
Yeah, give them Prozac and other things. It's all in their head, don't you know? And up to between 25,000, conservatively, to 40,000 of our guys dead from Gulf War.
Well, that's major universities that have done autopsies and found the sarin VX in their brain stems. But you know what? You're not a patriot. You're a coward. Leaving our troops behind, nerve-gassing them is good. I'm a neocon.
And VA stringing out claims till the guys die like they did on Agent Orange. And then, as you pointed out recently, how they promised all the troops every time when you'd reenlist, oh, you'll have medical treatment till the day you die. As long as the sun comes up, we're going to take care of you. That's one thing that was a supposedly a guarantee from the time I went in the mid-60s.
Well,
until
according
just
to this
recently.
Last guy, we're bad. We don't mindlessly let ourselves be thrown into meat grinders.
Well, the bottom line is our young men and women enlist, fight, thinking they're doing for the right causes, and then be totally betrayed by the government, the VA, and even at the top levels, the VFW and the American Legion have been co-opted. And Alex, it's just a crying shame. But you are 100% patriotic, and anyone else that opposes a phony war, that's true patriotism. False patriotism. Patriotism is stupidly waving a flag made in China and rallying behind the president as if he's the head of the football team, the quarterback or something that's going to lead us to victory when we're going in and bombing the heck out of countries that are no threat to the United States, such as Serbia and
Iraq.
Well,
we now have the White House Energy Commission's documents getting ready for the Iraq war, divvying up the oil. I mean, this is all official.
And then calling Tex Mars saying he threw away all his books. I have all of Tex's books that he wrote on the New World
and it's
Order
all
and the
true.
New Age. And everything that Tex has said has come true. So this guy is he's living in la-la land. And I just want to thank you and Violet and everyone there, Alex, that you had the guts to stand up and tell the truth about phony patriotism. So God bless you and thank you so much for taking my call.
All right, thank you. Well, he said it was cowardly that I'm fighting the New World Order. You know, it's very safe to do this for a national talk show host. Just ask Dr. Kelly. It was very good for him. We'll be right back. Oh, George Humphrey, stay with me in your calls.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart piece by piece and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Are you a diabetic? Do you know someone who is? Well, here's some great news that can save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, Medicare and Medicaid may pay for your diabetes testing supplies. And if that's of interest to you, you need to know about RTEX Medical. We'll ship your diabetes supplies right to your door at no cost to you, and we work with Medicare and Medicaid and even most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits. Call now to confirm your eligibility. 800-419-2335. Again, we're RTEX Medical, and our commitment to you is to save you time, money, and hassles on receiving your diabetes testing supplies. There are no membership fees, no shipping costs. We even file all the insurance claims, so call 24 hours a day. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
My good friend George Humphrey, former city council member, successful businessman, author, researcher, good friend of mine, joins us. And then we've got Dave, Jeff, Rambo, Ken, and others. I'm going to get to you here in the next 10, 15 minutes. And George is going to ride shotgun with us today, and we're going to bounce back and forth different news articles and get his take on it and talk about the New World Order and his new book that he has come out with, 911, The Great Deception, The Illuminati End Game, Your Choice, Love or Fear. And it's an incredibly professionally produced audio and tape CD set over 3 hours long and a little 70-page color booklet. Well, it's not little at all. It's concentrated info, and yes, I'm offering it. Yes, I carry his other two books on tape, and this one I think is the best, and it's now on InfoWars.com for those that just joined us. Coming up again in a few minutes, Dave, Jeff, Rambo, Ken, and many others. George, I know you can tune into the show. I know you listen quite a bit. Did you hear the guy in the last hour say that I'm not patriotic because I'm not for invading all these countries? And
Alex, first of all, it's good to hear your voice, and good to talk to you this morning. And Alex, you and I both have been charged and several times with not being patriotic. And after a while, when you first hear it, it's frustrating and makes you angry. But then after a while, it's almost funny. These people have no sense of imagination. They have no intelligence. And it is just absolutely amazing that these people in their ignorance restore to such juvenile in an inaccurate accusations. And so what we're actually doing is that when people respond like this, I think that most of your listeners will realize how far off base they are, and all we can do is kind of chuckle and respond.
Well, they do it because of fear. Deep down, they know the truth. They're afraid, George.
They're incredibly afraid, because you know what? Not only are we right on a spiritual level, but on a third-dimensional, just factual, objective basis, point after point after point, we have showed that the power elite, the Illuminati, whatever you want to call it,
psychopathic degenerates,
that they have absolute control of our financial economic systems, they have control of our cultural outlets, they have control of both political parties, and they are moving us at light warp speed toward a police state and the destruction of our Constitution.
It's You're absolutely amazing, right,
Alex.
George.
And, you know, and the fact is that you and others across the country, we are getting out the information on a daily basis, and the people of this country are starting to listen. And it's amazing, all over the country. 10 years ago when I talked about this, nobody would listen. And today, wherever I go, and I'm sure wherever you go, people come up to us and talk to us. And this is the start of the second American Revolution to restore our constitutional republic, to restore justice, to restore truth. And that's why I am so honored to be on your show today.
Well, George, I'm honored to have you here. And, I mean, the level of evil, and the more I study the New World Order, the deeper down the rabbit hole I go, the deeper I dive, the more painful it is to admit the truth. But I'm more alive than I've ever been, and I have a mission, and my humanity has been activated, my desire to warn people to this incredible threat. It's all around us. I mean, in the last hour, George, I read a television news, that's the name of the news service, story admitting under Patriot Act the digital cable systems are watching what we watch. They've got microphones in them. This is admitted right here in Austin, microphones in the Atlantic Scientific black cable boxes. They admit the troops are sick and dying from DU. The Army's former chief is, but the average person has no idea. They're slaughtering the Bill of Rights and Constitution. The borders are wide open. The government's involved in evil that's just unimaginable. We're being hit on 1,000 different fronts. But you're right. The awakening, the renaissance has begun. I mean, 8 years ago on the radio here in Austin, I could load the phones with people that disagree. Now on a syndicated show, we don't screen the calls. It's a rarity. Maybe once a month somebody calls in who's mindless and disagrees, because the thinkers, the real patriots and real conservatives, are waking up, and the liberals, we're waking them up that their control paradigm was false and controlled, because we're not hypocrites. We expose the entire system. They're going out and buying guns and educating people and becoming freedom lovers. We're breaking the false left-right paradigm.
Correct.
And now I load the phones, and everybody agrees and has cogent, intelligent points to make. I go to the the grocery store last night, waiting for some food. They're at a little restaurant to be prepared, and I probably had 20 people come by my table and say, "You're right." And they were people in business suits and hippies with long hair and young women and old women and blacks and whites,
right,
and Indians. I mean, this is happening, and we have the momentum. And right now, the globalists blow something else up. I think it's going to backfire on them.
Exactly. And the reason that you and I are saying this to the people who are listening, and I say this on my show, is the people who are listening, for a long time, many of us have felt alone and very isolated. But the momentum has changed, and you're not alone any longer. And you were talking about DU, which is depleted uranium. And just today, on the front page of the paper, Steve Hadley is now being the fall guy. Now they're admitting that they're using depleted uranium. And for those of you who are listening, is this depleted uranium has been poisoning American and British troops for the last 12 years. It's poisoning American troops right now. And it has caused the death of untold thousands of defenseless Iraqi children in the last 10 years.
And Serb children.
It is unbelievable what we are doing, and it is unbelievable that the loving Democrats, the loving liberals, are so quiet about this. It just blows my mind.
Well, they all vote for Patriot Act. They helped write the Senate version, and the former head of the Pentagon was sent to whitewash this. He resigned in the early 90s. He said, I'm not going to be part of this. They have skin rashes. They have lung lesions. They have high levels of it. If you ingest this, it's deadly. Here it is, the Charlotte Observer, and it says, Pentagon plans drafts of medics. I'm going to get into that article a little bit later. Here's the Buffalo News. Excuse me. This is the article. Warning of toxic aftermath from uranium munitions. The American use of depleted uranium munitions, thousands of tons, folks, in both Persian Gulf wars has unleashed a toxic disaster that will eclipse the Agent Orange tragedy of Vietnam War, a former top Army official said Monday evening. Former Major Douglas Rook, who was director of the Army's depleted uranium project, spoke to 125 people at the Buffalo and Erie County Historical Society in Champaign, Illinois. Science professor was brought here by the Western New York Peace Center. I am a warrior, the 50-year-old Vietnam veteran began. The sole purpose of war is to kill and destroy. There's no winners. Dressed in sneakers, blue jeans, and a red polo shirt, Rook fit the image of an animated science professor, hair tousled, adjusting the glasses, and eager to impart his findings to the next generation. If what he says is true, students will soon have yet another chapter of heartbreaking history to study in the schools. If he's wrong, it will take years to disprove. Now, called active duty in 90, Rook said he was assigned to develop procedures for cleaning up uranium contamination after they decided the use of depleted uranium munitions in the war to expel from Iraq and Kuwait. And he goes on about how he blood tested them then. He's blood tested people from this war, massive amounts in their bloodstream, in their lungs, causing radiation cyst on the arms, fingernails, hair falling out, fast growing areas are hit. It's causing lung lesions. This is admitted. And he's a guy hired by them, and he has had the courage to come out and doesn't want the blood on his hands, and the average American still has no idea, George.
Yeah, and the amazing thing is that this is not a new issue. 10 years ago, I and many, many other people, and perhaps you were too, were talking about the insanity of using uranium as part of a disposable weapon anywhere. Any person in the world realizes that the radiation from this uranium, which will remain active for many thousands of years,
500 million,
will contaminate the area around it for thousands of years, and the people who put these weapons together. And so this is not something.
George,
new.
I got to stop you. The official numbers are between, depending on what batch of it, 500 million to a billion.
Yeah, the half-life of uranium of this uranium is 234,000 years. And so that is the half-life. And so you multiply that out, and it goes way out. So the point is that these rascals who are creating these weapons have absolutely no moral Christian point of view. They are totally in their own world. They care not about the people who it's affecting, and they care not about the American Constitution.
Stay there, George. We've got a break. Okay. When we get back, I promised this group of callers been holding for like an hour that we'd get them on. We'll
Great.
Talk to them, then we'll wait to take more calls into the next hour. So Dave and Jeff and Rambo and Ken and a few others, stay there. We'll get to you this hour, then we'll cover news the rest of the hour and get back to calls in the next hour. There's so many subjects I want to cover, George, but for those that don't know, you're also a degreed economist and successful businessman and former city council member. I want to talk about Ron Paul's neocon speech where he says the Bushes are Trotskyites who, quote, say, enter into evil and support a Machiavellian worldview. In a nutshell, what does that mean?
Well, what that means is that the cabal of people who are in control of this administration have used the oxymoron of saying that they are neoconservatives. In fact, they are power-hungry plutocrats that will gather power in any form and who have no respect for our Constitution or the rights of the American people.
And here's Ron Paul. I mean, it's not just the National Post with the headline, "The Ghost of Trotsky Walks the White House." Paul's, it's not just the AP reporting on it. The founders of it are the Fourth International of Trotsky.
Correct.
But you tell the average conservative that, it doesn't compute.
Well, look at Brzezinski.
Stay right there, George. We'll cover it when we get back.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light that allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Can you imagine how hard it would be to drive across the country without a road map, and how easy it would be to get lost? Navigating through the world of U.S. gold and silver coins can be equally as challenging. Fortunately, there is a roadmap to guide you through the maze of U.S. coins. The Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins and History provides you with the knowledge you'll need to make informed decisions when it comes to collecting and investing in U.S. gold and silver coins. The year 2003 edition of the Red Book, A Guide to U.S. Coins, has hit the bookstores, and Ted Anderson of Midas Resources wants to help you be one of the very first to own this guide with a very special offer. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering the 2003 Red Book and a U.S. 90% silver dollar over a $20 value for only $15. But you've got to act fast by calling toll-free 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Coin values are always changing, and so is the Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. Get the 2003 edition today. Call 1-800-686-2237.
Americans, are you fed up with Big Brother watching you like a hawk? Have you ever asked yourself why you're being tracked, categorized, numbered, classified, registered, and licensed by the government? Would you like to make your assets vanish before the eyes of those who want to grab them, but still have them safe and sound? How about operating a business in a way that makes earnings tax-exempt? Maybe you'd like to be lawsuit-proof. Well, there is a way. And it protects your stuff from greedy lawyers, grasping relatives, and the government, especially the IRS. It's a unique instrument valid everywhere in the world where the right to contract is accepted, which has protected Americans for over 230 years and is specifically guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution. You don't have to go offshore to do it either. This is safe, secure, and domestic. To get full details, and I do mean full details, get on the internet and go to either puretrust.com or puretrust.net. That's puretrust, one word, puretrust.com or puretrust.net.
Back live. We're about to talk about the neocons, the supposed killing of Saddam's sons. Give me a break. And then your calls with George Humphrey. George, they even say here in the USA Today, the deaths represent a major victory for President Bush at a time when he is on the defensive over his justification for the Iraq war and hit and run attacks on U.S. troops. 39 Americans have been killed by hostilities since May 1st when Bush declared a major combat over. Now, when I saw this headline last night, you know, on the news, heard him talking about it, I said, yeah, that's because the approval rating's down, and it's really a good thing. because that means they're not going to resort now, right now, to blowing things up to pose as our saviors. But they could still pull that. But it's very dangerous when their approval ratings drop because they need to get the New World Order agenda through. But they told us over and over again they'd kill them. Oh, we're sure they were in the house. We're totally, you know, we're sure. And then a month later, oh, quietly, we didn't kill them. And then, oh, we killed them again. And we just have the same victories over and over again in this Orwellian mindset where Goldstein is killed every month. You know, in 1984, folks, there's this boogeyman that blows up buildings. He's called the Goldstein. But Winston finds it's really the government blowing things up as a pretext to keep war and control going. Oh, what do we see today? And then they say they killed Goldstein, but then he's always back. They're actually using this tactic, aren't they, George?
Well, it is amazing that Karl Rowe, who used to live here in Austin, Texas, is so... The guy is incredible. I give the guy... He is an absolute genius. He is a political marvel. But it's all about power. It's all about power and perception. And the fact is that all of these events, just like Franklin Delano Roosevelt said, are manipulated, preconceived events to manipulate the mind of the American people. And it is just so obvious to anyone who has taken the proverbial red pill. All one has to do is wake up and look at what's going on and see how manipulated these events are. For example, Steve Hadley, you know, Saddam's sons are killed the day before the hearings on the depleted uranium and the lies that were put forward by the Bush administration. And, you know, and it's power politics. And if the American people have to make a choice. Either we believe in a constitutional republic in which we have a free press and a process of law, or they're going to just accept the fact that we have tyranny and a cabal and that we are in a police state. Now, in my belief system, and I believe that a vast majority of Americans still believe in a constitutional republic and freedom of the press.
They don't teach that in school, so folks don't know what freedom is.
Correct. They just don't know what's going on. But the good news is that because of shows like yours, because of television shows like mine, because of tens of thousands of patriotic Americans across the country who are doing their best day by day to share the truth, people are starting to wake up.
Yeah, the globalists have to keep, George, the globalists have to keep reapplying their lies. We just have to show somebody how they're being lied to, show them the matrix, and they're off and running.
You know, once somebody wakes up, and all of us who have had that epiphany, who have woken up, remember the day that the light went on. I remember when the light went on with me. I used to think I was a pretty hot stuff economist. I was a city councilman. I was in charge of a budget of $1.6 billion. I was a degreed economist. I thought I knew how the economy worked.
You're a very successful businessman as well.
And then one day this guy started telling me about the Federal Reserve and fractional reserve banking. And just as the emperor had no clothes on, I saw that emperor with these beautiful clothes. But I listened and listened, and eventually I got it. And when the light went on, it was amazing. Now, all of us have this choice. And I would say that a vast majority of your listeners, a vast majority, understand and can see through the matrix. And the reason they're listening to you is to get further information so that they can share it with their friends and family.
It's for navigational purposes.
Yes, absolutely. Because right now, there's only one thing. We have to increase our numbers. Approximately 1 to 1.5% of the population of this country now see the big picture, can connect the dots. But until we get up to about 5% of the population, which is about 14 or 15 million people, unless we get to that critical mass, we are totally, completely vulnerable.
Well, George, I disagree with that. I think that we have 10% know something's very badly wrong or constitutionalist.
Yeah.
They just don't know how bad it is, and they feel disempowered and are not active. And I would say that 3% are now awake, but a lot of them are afraid to speak out.
Well, whatever the numbers are, and we don't have those objective numbers, is that we have to increase the numbers of people who see the big picture and, more importantly, have the courage and the moral fiber.
They've got
to
spread
up.
It. We are white blood cells. this Amitylenthesite trying to wake you up to fight the infection.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they are
easy to take droplet form. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
All right, we now are about to accelerate into your calls for those that have been patiently holding. And then I'm going to throw out news stories and get George Humphrey's response and analysis to them. Before we go back to George, I am now carrying George's new book on tape, 911, The Great Illusion, The Illuminati Endgame, Your Choice, Fear, or Love. It is over 3 hours long on two high-quality CDs that will play in your car or on your computer. A great audiobook, professionally produced, amazing information. Or you can get the booklets that are full color, have the color images and the color covers, 70 pages long. And when you get the CDs from us, or we have it on audio cassette as well, I give you two of the booklets for free with that to give to friends or family or opinion makers in your area. And these audio CDs are a great tool. Some folks that won't watch a video, if you give them a nice little CD set that these come in with a nice little cover color packaging, they'll pop it in their car and listen to it when they're out driving around. And it's in fact, I know a lot of people that have been woken up by tapes of this radio show or tapes of other radio shows. I've been mailed radio shows that were done 20 years ago. There's the famous Illuminati tapes that were done 30, 40 years ago that have woken up tens of millions of people. So it's a great tool, and you support the broadcast. It's $18.95 to get the two CDs and the two books, or it's $15 to get five of the books, just five of the books alone, or $18.95 you get the two CDs and two books, and that goes to support this broadcast and what we're doing. But more importantly, it's a great tool to wake people up, and it's concentrated information put in a way that only George Humphrey can do it. So please go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and order them. In the near future, I'm going to air some excerpts of the three-plus hour CDs here on the air. So go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. It's on the main shopping cart in the section that says Other Insightful Authors and Producers. Just click on that. And, of course, get 911, The Road to Tyranny. Get The Masters of Terror. Get Police State 3, Total Enslavement. Get my films and make copies for nonprofit educational purposes. Air them on Access TV. Get them out to opinion makers in your area. The toll-free number to get my films, my book, George's books, or books on tape is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And you may know all about the New World Order, but your neighbor, that police officer, that city council member, just like George used to be, who got woken up, they're not aware. Give them the gift of enlightenment, of understanding the world, of knowing what's really behind the scenes, of exposing the destruction of America. 888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. George, would you like to speak to the CDs or the cassettes or the booklet itself?
Well, first of all, Alex, I'm very honored that you will carry them on your website. And, you know, it's hard to be objective about your own work, but when I write this stuff, I write it so number one is that it's understandable, is that we have lots of pictures. We keep it short so that people can read it. A lot of times people won't read a 300-page book, but everybody can look to read a 70-page booklet or listen to a CD or a cassette. The production of it, my friend, our good friend Rusty Fields, who has got a great voice and a great sense of humor, has been the main voice on this. The production quality is excellent. Alex is keeping the price down low. And it's my experience. I've had this out for just a few months, but the response on this has been excellent. I've had not one, but thousands of letters saying that they have given the booklet or the CD or the cassette to friends.
George,
friends
tell folks. George, tell folks. You also gave a copy to every member of the House of Representatives here in Texas.
Yeah.
We did the same thing with my DVDs and VHS.
Yeah.
Tell folks if you want how many of total booklets and tapes of all three of your books you've gotten out.
Well, altogether we've gotten out close to 110,000 booklets. The first book, of course, was called Common Sense, and that was in recognition of the great patriot Thomas Paine. The second book was Uncommon Sense, and this third book is 911, The Great Illusion. And it goes from Common Sense is a wonderful book for those who are just learning about the history of the New World Order and what's going on. Uncommon Sense takes it a step further and provides a lot of cutting-edge information. 911, The Great Illusion, is, if it wasn't for you, Alex, and David Icke, and people like Chris Bolin and others, I couldn't have written this. But it is a concise 60 points of factual information that absolutely proves beyond a doubt.
And 7 points of solutions.
Yes.
And proves without a doubt the globalists carried 911
yes, there's
out.
There's no question. It is absolutely empirical, objective information.
The problem is there's so many facts. I've had to make 2 films and write a book.
Right.
And I could make 5 other films. I mean,
we
there's so much evidence.
But the bottom line is there were bombs in the World Trade Center before the planes hit. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Seismographs, eyewitnesses, prior knowledge, funding the terrorists, on and on and on and on.
Yep. And so this is the main point. If we can get these simple points across to good Americans who love this country, then we can build up our base. Then we can restore what is good and moral about this country. But we, which means all the people listening, every single one of us, have to carry this information to everyone we talk to. And Alex, you are like me. I don't go anywhere. I go into a grocery store and I start talking to the clerk about the New World Order. Everywhere I go, I talk about this. And the reason is, we don't have a choice.
I want to save their life. I see somebody inserted in the matrix. I want to get them out.
Yep. And on a more personal basis, I want to save my own life and my family's life. On a larger level, is that I love this thing, this dream called the American Republic, my culture, my family, my friends, and on a bigger picture, it's for all the people of this world. It's not just the people in Austin or in Texas or the United States. Every human being in this world, whether they're in India or in Argentina or in Austin or New York,
they're all under New World Order attack.
They're all under attack.
George, let's take some calls. I want to get back into the neocons and a bunch of news I haven't even gotten to yet. Dave, in Arkansas, thanks for holding. You're on the air with our guest, George Humphrey, and I'm Alex Jones. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I just wanted to make a couple points real quick. I've been waiting for a long time to call your show. I really enjoy it. You know, that first guy from Canada that was saying, you know, how shame on these people for being draft dodgers. Well, I don't think there's any shame in dodging away from a bad situation. I mean, it's not like it was necessary to go over there. They didn't have much of a plan. And,
well, this is the deal. This isn't our government. This isn't our military. Now there's $100 billion to $200 billion a year for mercenaries who, quote, wear black uniforms. I read the article yesterday. They abuse and misuse our troops, let them get hit with weapons sold to them by the government, then don't give them treatment. That's a fact. And then they put them under UN or globalist control. And, you know, yeah, it was bad for Bill Clinton to go to Russia and protest the war and put down America. It's not bad to be against a phony war, and that's what Ron Paul, who's a Vietnam veteran, had to say.
Well, right. I mean, you shouldn't go over there and get yourself shot up. Just because, you know, your country says. But, you know, I'm a liberal for thinking that.
But it's not your country that's even saying it. We have this parasite sitting up on top of the brain of America. George, can you speak to this?
Well, I think the gentleman is absolutely correct, and I think all your listeners realize is that we, the people who are talking about this, we support our troops. We support our military.
George Washington was against foreign entanglements.
But what we support them is to do their proper job of protecting the Constitution, protecting our rights, and doing the right and moral thing. We have a question. Either we can be a republic or we can be the most aggressive country in the whole world. And the fact is, I don't think most Americans want us to go to these countries around the world killing tens of thousands of innocents so that
George,
the multinational corporations can take their minerals.
And by the way, it's not our words when we say that, okay? And the Democrats are involved in it, too. They all voted for the war. It's a fake left-right fight. Ron Paul, most conservative member of Congress, is against it, and he explains it. We have Dick Cheney's Energy Task Force documents now, part of them, where they were divvying up the oil, talking about going in before 9-1-1.
Mm-hmm.
So we have PNAC, Project for New American Century, with Dick Cheney and others saying we need a terrorist attack to get the people behind a war for empire. So it's not our words, it's not our opinion, it's the facts. Go ahead, George.
Well, Alex, you say it so beautifully, and it just has to be said by everyone, and you're giving out this objective information. Cheney and his Rumsfeld and Wolfowitz and Pearl. And this Pearl is functionally and emotionally insane. I mean, he truly is. And this man...
Let me stop you. The Washington Times reported 3 months ago that he was at a White House press dinner, and he walked up to a bunch of beautiful women, some models that were there. This was in the news, and began giggling and saying, I run things... We're going to be in North Korea soon. I have power. And they call him the Prince of Darkness because he runs around giggling about killing people all the time.
Yeah, he is absolutely emotionally disturbed.
He's a Kim Jong-un.
At least Rumsfeld and Cheney can keep it together in public. I mean, they're both arrogant son of a guns, but they're not visually crazy on the street. This Pearl is intelligent, but he is the one who's really pushing the engine. And the fact is that we have people who none of you would invite to dinner because they are so morally degenerate. These people are sick puppies.
And also, if I could make another point just real quick, I've been speaking out in my area against this whole New World Order thing and some things that I know because I was in the military. And I've been constantly harassed because of it. There's been black helicopters flying around. There's people have come up to me. I'll just be going to the supermarket or something. They'll say, hey, you need to stop talking about this. We know where you're at. We know where your family's at. And I came home the other day, and they were putting anthrax in my house, the U.S. military was, and they tried to say that they were just there checking on some things because people had reported that I had guns or something like that I wasn't supposed to have, saying I had munitions that I wasn't supposed to have, and they were putting things in my house.
Well, let me break that down. This is happening to you. This is the vast minority. They do this so it's talked about, so it scares people. Let me break down, and they have been caught doing this. Massive funding for domestic anti-terror forces has been increased. And then people who talk about the New World Order or talk about corruption or whatever, they are then targeted, and they're looking for somebody in the media to go, oh, look, here's the danger as a set piece or end cap. And that's the vast minority of people. The vast majority I talk to are converting folks. People are waking up. But in key conservative areas where they're worried that you can wake up conservatives, and especially people that have special forces passed, they are being harassed. Are you former special forces?
Yes. I really can't talk too much about it, but
did you do a lot of foreign? Did you ever carry out assassinations?
Well, I really do, you know, because I've been harassed and stuff. I'll just say there's a lot of dirty work going on, and I was talking about it.
But I'm asking you, sir, were you special forces in assassination teams?
Yes, I was.
Well, that's who they go. They're very afraid of people like you.
And I, you know, I
because let me tell you something. Most former Special Forces people, later find out, later join the fight against the New World Order. There are hundreds of thousands of you, and thousands of you do get harassed. See, I know the MO. That's why I was able to point that out. George, comments.
Well, another thing is that many of our special forces, their minds have been compartmentalized, and they have been mind controlled. And many of these people are starting to wake up and integrate their thinking and remembering what has been put into their thought process, and they rebel against this because most of the special forces people are just good Americans who signed up because they believed in America and want to protect America. And when they find out that they have been used and manipulated, they can become very powerful humans to carry the message. And the main point
because
that I say
to everyone... Special Forces is designed to be behind enemy lines and force multiply the indigenous population in the info war.
But the main point to 99.9% of the people listening is there's not a thing that I would say on this radio show or on my television show that I wouldn't say to our chief of police or our elected officials. We believe in the Republic. We believe in the Constitution, the process of law. And when they may, and as long as we are standing in the right, as long as we look them in the eyes, as long as we are unafraid, they want us to be afraid.
Yeah, that gives them power because the guys carrying out the harassment, the assassinations, they're afraid. And more they're losing that control. That's why they're panicking. Thanks, Dave. Let's talk to Jeff. And Jeff's calling from New Orleans, Louisiana. Go ahead, Jeff. That city's been federalized, by the way, according to the Times-Picayune. Go ahead.
Yes. Last week, July 16, two significant events occurred that are contrast. One, a great American died of brain cancer. This person was born in Cuba, but left after Fidel Castro came into power because she would not be his mistress, came to the United States. She was an advocate of capitalism, free market economics, liberty, and fidelity in marriage, and of course her name was Celia Cruz. But the reason I bring this up is to show you that at the same time that she died, Cuban refugees tried to reach America in a boat from Cuba, a la the Mariel-type invasion. Our immigration service picked them up and then sent them back to Cuba yesterday
to
where they're going to be
serving torture.
Yeah, well, they're going to be tortured for 10 years in Cuban jails. And the point is that the so-called open borders policy is a joke.
Yeah, if you're an illegal from Russia or Chinese mob, you're in the country. But if you're a Cuban who's a real political refugee, you're not getting in. George, any comments?
Well, the fact is between 1917 to 1965, there was an average of 133,000 legal immigrants per year coming into this country. Today, because of the immigration laws of 1965, we are going to have over 965,000 legal immigrants, mostly from third world nations, and between 800,000 to 1,200,000 illegal immigrants.
Those are low estimates.
These are, I'm being as conservative as possible. And when one does the objective demographics on what this means to our country,
it means death of America, and these people will pull a lever for total gun control in the voting booth. We'll be back with more calls with our guest, George Humphrey. He'll be with us in the second hour, this third hour as well.
Are you willing to speculate in today's market? Options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. I'm Patrick T. Parker for Barclay Financial. Right now, we're recommending the purchase of Euro currency call options. The budget and trade deficits are going through the roof. The dollar is dropping worldwide. Could the euro be poised to move higher? We think so. For a free special market report on the euro currency, call Barclay Financial right now. Call 800-348-4100. That's 800-348-4100.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks. Rambo in Washington State. Go ahead, Rambo.
Hi, Alex. It's Randall. I
don't know why they were telling me Rambo. They go, I wonder why he's saying his name's Rambo. I was like, okay, folks.
I wanted to address the cable and TV issue.
Let me stop you for those that just joined us. I read a television news report. That's the name of the site. And I've got MSNBC as well. That the digital cable boxes, the satellite stuff, that it has a record of what you watch and what you do. And I pointed out that the Scientific Atlantic cable boxes here in Austin, this is a fact, have a microphone in them. Go ahead.
Okay. I used to be the cable company here where I live, used to let you purchase your own cable box and remote so you didn't have to rent from them and hook it up to your TV. Now, you had to pay for the premium services, and I didn't have a problem with that. I called my cable company a couple weeks ago to ask them if I could purchase my own box and pay for the premium services, and they said, flatly said, no, you can't do that. You have to rent the box from us and rent the remote. Now, I just bought a TV a couple months ago and come to learn that it's going to be obsolete in about a year or two.
They're going to force you onto the high definition. Let me get a comment from George on this. George?
Well, the facts speak for themselves. In every facet of our life is that the federal government, through the black ops, is snooping on us, it is investigating us, is putting cameras and chips everywhere. This is not some conspiracy theory.
By the way, DARPA paid to put the cameras and microphones in 5 years ago. That's the Statesman, and then they claim it's a new program this year and that it didn't get its funding. I mean, that's a total lie.
Yeah.
George, go ahead.
Randall, you're right on target here, and there is so much information. The fact that you've worked with the cable company is that your testimony is so important.
Yeah, go ahead and continue. Have you heard about the microphones in them? That's a fact.
I haven't heard about the microphones. A couple of months ago, I caught your article about them putting, or your show about them. With the psychological meters and monitoring what you watch. Now, I have an older box, but it would have worked. And one thing else I would like to address is the VHS-DVD issue. Years ago, VCRs, like home computers, were never intended, were not supposed to be for civilian use. I learned this from somebody, And the reason why is with VCR, you can watch what you want. You can't be monitored. And I was wondering if you had any comments about why...
They've announced they want new TVs and new VCRs to dial in either wirelessly or over the Internet. And now they have these entertainment centers that are all merged. And then we'll report back on what you're doing. And then if you are recording something you're not supposed to be, stuff that's copyrighted, there'll be criminal charges. Did George hear about that?
Yeah, I've heard about that.
They're eliminating VCRs completely. I can't go in. I went into Blockbuster. I went into Suncoast Motion Picture to try to get VHS documentaries and movies that I want to watch, and they are wiping the VHS.
Well, that's one reason we're going to offer the films on DVD and VHS, but I want to stay in VHS as much as possible because it's easier to make copies. Everybody's got it. It's easier for them to make copies.
Well, this is the thing. I intend to homeschool, and a lot of the historical stuff that is accurate has been put out on VHS. I mean, I've got Laserdisc players. I'm collecting machines. I'm getting new machines because I'm going to need the audiovisual access.
A lot of stuff is going into the memory hole to be destroyed. Thanks for the call. George, stay with us in the next hour. We'll have more time for you to elaborate and get some information out. I promise I'd finish with these callers. So we'll let Ken and Steve finish up in the next hour. Then I'm going to hold off the last 20 minutes after that to take calls. We'll have a good 35, 40 minutes to just cover news and go over your analysis of the New World Order and how we're right on the edge of more government-sponsored terror and how we can hopefully expose that and save lives and stop the enemy combatants that run the government, the terrorists, the overthrowers, the revolutionaries. How do we defeat the revolutionaries as counter-revolutionaries? We'll be back in the third hour.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from...